The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Time now to say good morning to Dave Richard. He's CBS Sports' fantasy football expert, delivered by our friends at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Fantasy moves, ask Dave. For all of your other moves, let Metropolitan Moving and Storage do the heavy lifting and take it to the house. Check them out at dcmetropolitanmoving.com. I believe we're efforting on getting Dave on the line right now.
Cakes, I'm in two playoffs, but I got the bye in one of them, and I'm playing this week. The projected total score for my game this week, I'm at 140.7.
Okay.
The guy I'm playing, 140.8.
Ooh, very close.
And Dave, is Dave there?
I believe he's there, yes.
Dave, I got a huge matchup starting tonight, really, because I could play Stafford or I could play Tua. Wait till Sunday and play Tua. Your thoughts on that particular position?
Good morning. And hello. Yeah, everybody's got a huge matchup this week. It's that time of year. I would wait on Tua against Houston. I think that's got a game. I mean, every Dolphins game at this point, they can't run the ball worth a lick. So Tua's going to drop back and throw 35-plus times. He's got a bunch of games with over 40 pass attempts. I don't see why this week would be any different. And Tua Tagovailoa has been able to put together good numbers. I would keep riding him. He's a top-five fantasy quarterback for me this week. He's ahead of Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts. Who would have thought that at the beginning of the year?
Wow. That's kind of shocking.
Okay. And then Debo's been a big dud. I've got him currently in my starting lineup, but I've got Jaden Reed on the bench, but I also picked up Patrick Taylor. So I just don't know if Garendo's going to play, and if he plays, I can't imagine he plays a lot. Would you start Taylor in a flex over Debo?
Well, there's news this morning that Garendo is going to give it a go, and the fact that he practiced yesterday is a good sign. So Patrick Taylor might be the biggest tease that we have had on the waiver wire in some time.
Okay.
I don't think you can trust him. And I don't want to trust Debo Samuel either. He just doesn't look the same ever since. Remember when he hurt? Two things happened to Debo Samuel. He hurt his oblique, and he went to the hospital for pneumonia. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't been the same guy since. And even last week, no McCaffrey, no Mason, Garendo's the running back. He had five carries. He wasn't efficient with them. He doesn't get as many targets as he used to. I might have been a little bit more interested in Debo if Garendo was out, and I would be if Garendo does somehow manage to get ruled out. But if you've got Taylor in that scenario, I think I'd rather go with him. But you don't, or you do, but we know that Garendo's going to play. I would just pivot to Jaden Reed, and I think you just go with him against Seattle and hope for the best with him getting a couple of targets. They talked this week in Green Bay about getting him more involved.
I've also got Breece Hall, but he's questionable.
I don't know if he's going to play either.
Yeah, sorry.
And by the time we get to Sunday, you'll know.
Okay.
Hey, Dave, bench one of these running backs, Pacheco, Najee, Tony Pollard.
It's Pacheco, and unfortunately we haven't seen Pacheco get that big workload that he saw that he had in the first couple of games of the season before he broke his leg. And now he's back, And I thought, here's what I thought. I thought the process would be, okay, one game, he'd be limited, get his feet wet, and then the next game, he would just completely render Kareem Hunt useless, and Kansas City would roll with Pacheco. And that hasn't happened. And I don't know if that's going to happen at any point between now and the end of the regular season. I would expect it to happen in the playoffs, the NFL playoffs, not the fantasy playoffs.
Right.
And so for that reason, I can't trust Pacheco. He's way down in my rankings. I'd rather start the other guys you have.
Dave, I'm going to be selfish before we go to the callers. Neighbors or McCormick in a half PPR?
And it's crazy that you're asking that. That's how bad it's gotten for Malik Neighbors. I mean, the guy hasn't scored a touchdown in 2 months, and I don't think he's had 100 yards in 2 months. It's just ugly, and it's just a bad Giants offense. If I really had faith in the Raiders offense being able to run over the Falcons defense, I would tell you McCormick, but I don't have that. I would rather have Neighbors.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Ask your question of Dave Richard. He's going to try to steer you in the correct direction, get you a dub, which you need.
All right, let's go to Pastor Jacques. Hey, Jacques, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Happy playoffs, man. It's good times.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, I got a half-point PPR, and it's going to come down to, I guess, a little bit of injury stuff, but I've got Braylon Allen. If Breece Hall doesn't play, do I play Braylon Allen or Ladd McConkey? I know he got a full practice in yesterday, so which way would you go with that if Breece Hall is not playing?
Right, so Ladd McConkey, if he's active and he's good to go, and hopefully he's not even on the injury report for the Chargers this week, and you can just plug him in on Friday night or Saturday, he's your guy. This Chargers offense desperately needs him back, and I think that there's a chance that if he plays, the Chargers offense can actually put some points on the board with the Bucs, and it could be a high-scoring game. And what a matchup. The Bucs secondary is beat up right now. They really haven't been good even when they've been healthy. As long as that offensive line in front of Justin Herbert can protect him a little bit better than how they've been protecting him over the last, I'd say, 3 weeks or so, then I think that you could see McConkey have another huge game. I would start him ahead of Braylon Allen.
All right, good luck, Jacques.
Thank you.
All right, buddy, let's go to Guy, Silver Spring. Guy, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I know this is not a ratings question because I know I can always go to CBS Fantasy for that. Just want to get your opinion, Dave. How do you approach situations when you have a quarterback, say Sam Darnold, and you're playing against the guy as Jefferson? Do you rank Darnold a little higher than you normally would because it limits the damage on the other side? And then what do you do in the opposite situation?
No, I almost don't care. So listen, there's going to be kind of like an expert takeaway that I'm going to give you, and then on top of that, I'm just going to answer the guy's question. And I don't, when I'm setting my lineup, I'm setting my lineup for whatever's best for my team. Okay, I want to put the best players in my lineup. I don't even want to look at my opponent's lineup. But once my lineup is set, that's when I'll look at my opponent's lineup. Does he have any weaknesses anywhere? Did he not set his lineup yet? Did he not make waiver moves? Does he have somebody? Does he have George Pickens in his lineup and Pickens isn't expected to play? Does he have a DST that shouldn't be in his lineup? You know, like the Steelers are taking on the Eagles. Is he really going to trust the Steelers defense? If there's a player that I'm comfortable cutting, I will go to my waiver wire and pick up the best available DST or the best available wide receiver to play keep away from my opponent so that he cannot use them. I would especially go that route if my opponent has been streaming quarterbacks or tight ends, and they haven't replaced their quarterback or tight end for the coming week yet. I wouldn't go and I would drop an ad every single quarterback. That's kind of unethical. But keeping one, stashing one, so my opponent can't use them, yeah, that's helped me out in the past, and that's basically the only way you can play defense in fantasy football.
All right, best of luck.
Thank you, buddy. Yep. Appreciate it. Let's go to Will in Silver Spring. Will, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Dave, I have to know, full-point PPR, Hunter Henry or Kyle Pitts? This will make or break if I win this week or not.
Obviously, yes. And Hunter Henry is the answer. It's not the easiest matchup. Cardinals have actually been good against tight ends. But I would tell you to look at that Patriots offense and tell me, who's the number one wide receiver for them? And the answer is Hunter Henry. He's been that guy, especially with Drake May. At least 8 targets in 4 of his last 5 games, all with Drake May. They don't have a wide receiver that's really putting up big numbers for them, and he's going to have to be the guy that moves the chains for the Patriots. Kyle Pitts can't move anything for the Falcons. I know he's playing the Raiders. I know it's a good matchup. I know all this stuff. Pitts hasn't been good this year. I would cut him. That's somebody that I don't see a reason for having him on my fantasy roster, and I'm not sure that others in my league would go and pick him up if he were available anyway. So I think he's dead weight on a fantasy roster. I would move on from Kyle Pitts.
All right, let's go to David in Sterling. David, you're on with Dave Richard.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
So I'm going to need 2 out of this group. Calvin Ridley, it's a full PPR. Calvin Ridley, Juwan Jennings, Devontae Smith, Jameson Williams.
It's going to be Juwan Jennings for sure, and he plays tonight, so you'll get that in. It's a good matchup for him against the Rams. Their secondary is a little bit beat up. And I would go with Devontae Smith as probably the other player against the Steelers, and it's a tough spot. Steelers' defense is good, but I think he's got the same type of upside as Jameson Williams. I think I like that situation better than Jameson going up against Buffalo.
All right, thank you,
Dave.
Appreciate it. All right, thanks, buddy. Let's go to Andre, Temple Hills. I'm stunned at all the people still locked in on fantasy down the stretch.
People that made the playoffs, they need help.
Andre, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Last week I picked up Will Levis. He kind of laid an egg. I said I trust him this week, or should I go with Russell Wilson or C.J. Stroud?
Yeah, I don't really want to trust any of those guys if I can help it, but I do have Levis ranked ahead of Stroud and Wilson. It's the matchup more than anything else. Playing Cincinnati, their defense is terrible. Cooper Rush was able to put up a decent game against them. Double check your waiver wire to make sure there's none of, and this will sound silly, but just humor me on this one. Make sure there's no Anthony Richardson. Make sure there's no Aaron Rodgers, no Geno Smith. I would rather start those guys. Oh, Jameis Winston. Definitely make sure that Jameis is already rostered. If those guys are available, I would take any one of them ahead of Will Levis. But without George Pickens playing for Pittsburgh, Russell Wilson isn't somebody I want to trust against Philly. And C.J. Stroud just really hasn't been good all year. Levis, by default, is your best quarterback.
Mm. All right, good luck, sir. Time is now running short. It's time for the speed round. No stammering, stuttering, small talk, or shaky voice. No dumb questions allowed. No Bluetooth. No speakerphones. Drab gets very upset. And don't disrespect Dave's advice.
All right. Charlie, speed round, go.
Halfway PPR, start 2 of 3. Achan, Chase Brown, Chuba Hubbard.
I would sit Chuba.
Jealous.
Eric, speed round, go.
PPR, Debo, Neighbors, Flowers, Tracy. Pick 2. And Purdy or Love?
2 questions in. It's Purdy over Love, and I would go with Neighbors and not Tracy. It's the third name you gave me.
Let's go to Jeff.
Yeah, do you remember
speed
who that was?
Round.
No.
Go.
For whatever reason, he threw me off with the quarterback.
It's a violation question. With the 2 questions, anyway.
Jeff.
Jalen Hurts or Brock Purdy?
I have Hurts over Purdy, but I think it's actually close this week.
Mike, speed round, go.
PPR, Dowdle, Garendo.
If Garendo's playing, I'm starting Garendo.
Zach, speed round, go.
Full PPR, need to. Wilson, McLaurin, Hopkins.
I'm sitting Hopkins.
Dave, speed round, go.
Full point, Bigsby, Warren, or Adunze?
I think Adunze's got the most upside of the 3, so let's roll with him.
Andre, speed round, go.
Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, or Geno Smith?
Mahomes, Herbert, or Geno? I believe I have Herbert the highest. No, I don't. I do have Herbert the highest.
Can you read your
list? I'm getting buzzed.
Yeah. Let's go to Wilson. Speed round, go.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stink of Truth podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stink of Truth podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Michael, speed round, go.
Sam Darnold, Jalen Hurts.
I've got Darnold higher.
You got Darnold higher, yeah.
All right.
I like Darnold better.
By three spots.
Let's go to Joe. Speed round, go.
Samuel Darnold or Jay Cool Daniels?
Jaden Daniels.
One last one. Kyler or Stafford?
I have Kyler ahead of Stafford. Stafford does have a tough track record against San Francisco, and I watched the film of the Niners last night. They were sticking to the Bears receivers last week and getting to Caleb Williams. I think it's going to be a tough go for Stafford.
Man,
borderline QB1, not a top 12 quarterback.
A hard time trusting Kyler, man. He's so wishy-washy, inconsistent.
But he's
it's
got
tough.
The Patriots this week. It should be. I have the same trust issues with Kyler. It should be okay for him. I just don't know if it's going to be like a monster game.
Dave, thank you as always. Best of luck in your myriad fantasy football leagues that you made the playoffs in. So good luck to you, sir.
Much appreciated, gentlemen. Good luck in your leagues as well.
Yep, all right. Thank you, buddy. Dave Richard. He's delivered by our friends at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Don't forget, when we come back, we'll talk some Washington Capitals hockey with Nick Dowd. That's coming up at 8:25.